Lincolnshire.
Now, let's go back to this ongoing situation at the University of Lincoln. New students arrive on Sunday, but the university hasn't got enough long-term accommodation to put those students in, certainly not all of them. And the university says it's trying to find more accommodation, but while that work continues, they're creating a temporary student village on the Brayford campus. So around 50 out of 100 cabins have now been delivered. And this afternoon, they invited us to come along and have a look at them, see what they're like. So Tim Johns went along.
So I'm at the University of Lincoln. If you're familiar with the campus, just over there to my right is the Central Library. There's the LPAC right in front of me. There's a train line just behind it, and in the midst of all those are these, temporary cabins. They're currently being plumbed in. The electricity's being sorted out. And they're in long rows, and then there are sort of corridors, if you like, between them, small gaps, and then another row. And there must be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 11 rows of cabins so far. And each row of those cabins is going to have 11 cabins within that, 11 rooms. So I'm just going to go and have a look inside one of them. As I say, they're being prepared at the moment. Most of them aren't currently furnished, but they've got one for us here to have a look at. So if I just head inside, it is small. That is the thing that strikes you. As you come through the door, you've got a small room, looks about 8 foot by 8 foot, and there's a single bed on my left, there's a single bed on my right, there's a small desk. If I sit on this single bed on this side of the room and stretch my leg out, I am nearly 6 foot, but my foot can nearly touch the other bed. And they say they're going to initially have students sharing these rooms. So there's a door here, they're en suite, so if I go through the door, which I have to turn sideways to get through, there's a toilet and a shower. It smells and feels very much like a caravan. Or, you know, if you go camping in a camper, it feels very much like that. Well, also in this cabin at the moment, not staying here tonight, but the registrar of the University of Lincoln, Chris Spendlove. So what's the current situation? Students are going to have to share one of these cabins.
Yes, we've currently got, or we will have, by the middle of next week, 100 cabins on this site here in this village. We have a waiting list at the moment of up to 200 students. So we have the capacity to house 200 students in twin cabins. Our aim is to get as many students into single occupancy as we can, and we expect actually that a number of the individuals on that waiting list have actually found some alternative accommodation but not yet informed us. So there will be a mixture of individual and dual occupancy.
And you say you will have enough by next week. What happens this weekend when people arrive? Is there any chance people could come here and have nothing still?
Absolutely not. We will have sufficient capacity on Sunday for 88 students in this village, but we've also made sizeable bookings at the Ibis Hotel, the Bentley Hotel, the Holiday Inn Express and the Holiday Inn.
We spoke to the company that have put these here today. They said they were talking to the university back in February, then again last month, and then just recently it was confirmed, as they put it. So there must have been an idea from the university's point of view that this could happen. Why is it all so last minute and so disorganised? Why are students still saying, I don't know what's happening?
I can't comment on anything that you've been told by the company. I haven't been in any negotiations with any company. As far as I'm aware, this only came up as a serious option a week or two ago. We had housed everybody in permanent accommodation who had applied to us by the 21st of August. That's extremely late in any university's timescales. What we saw is a late surge of accommodation applications to help with accommodation.
Do you think this accommodation that we're in right now is suitable for two new students to share? They're just, you know, setting out on a new part of their life, leaving home, and they're going to come to this.
I think it's compact. There's no arguing about that. But I think it's comfortable, and I think it's warm, and it's safe, and it's secure. And it's a temporary solution, and we will ensure that it's one student per cabin as soon as humanly possible, and then we will seek to find permanent solutions for everybody shortly thereafter.
And if you were a parent hearing reports like this on the radio, on the television, how would you feel about your son or daughter coming here?
I think I'd be glad they were going to the University of Lincoln, because we're actually doing something to take care of their son or daughter rather than just leaving them in the lurch.
So what's the timeline on this? You say you hope to get people to single occupancy as soon as possible, and then this is still only a temporary solution, but how temporary are we talking?
This will be here for a shorter timescale